Hello and welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. My name is Daniel. Today's video I've selected is all about Pokemon. Pokemon Go, English vocabulary. Now this game is actually not available yet in Taiwan, but in the rest of the world, it seems everybody is going crazy. You might have seen videos on YouTube of massive crowds of people looking for rare Pokemon, people getting arrested, people coming across dead bodies, all because of Pokemon Go. So I'm just wondering, when it's released in Taiwan, will you guys download it? Will there be all these sorts of problems like in the rest of the world? Well, we shall see what happens. But now let's look at the sentence. So, as most of you already know, Pokemon Go is all the rage right now. It is a cultural phenomenon. So basically, it is an iOS and Android game app that allows you to explore real-world locations and catch your own Pokemon on your smartphone. So as most of you already know, Pokemon Go is all the rage right now. It is a cultural phenomenon. So basically, it is an iOS and Android game app that allows you to explore real-world locations and catch your very own Pokemon on your smartphone. So the first word is rage. Rage. This is a noun. 这是风靡一世事物的意思. This is something that is suddenly very popular. For example, KTV is all the rage in Taiwan. Now let's look at rage again, but this time as a verb. 这是发怒的意思. To talk in an extremely angry way. For example, she raged at her husband after he forgot her birthday. Now let's look at cultural. 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 This is an adjective, 这是文化的意思, of or relating to the fine arts, such as music, theatre, or painting. For example, I think our relationship won't work, because there are just too many cultural differences between us. Now, culture, culture, culture. This is a noun, 就是文化的意思, the beliefs, customs, arts, etc. of a particular society, group, place, or time. For example, there are many different cultures all around the world. Now, cultured, 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 cultured. This is an adjective, 就是有教养的意思. This means having or showing good education, tastes, and manners. For example, at dinner my friend likes to eat with his mouth open and put his feet on the table. He is not very cultured. Now, phenomenon, 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 phenomenon. This is a noun, 就是现象的意思. Someone or something that is very impressive or popular, especially because of an unusual ability or quality. For example, Cristiano Ronaldo is a football phenomenon. Now the next word, phenomenal. 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 This is an adjective. 这是现象的意思. This is very good or great. Unusual in a way that is very impressive. For example, did you hear about the man in America who has caught all of the Pokemon on Pokemon Go? He is a phenomenal player. Now, the next word, basically. 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 This is an adjective. 就是基本上的意思. In a general or basic way. It's used to say something that is true or correct as a general statement, even if it's not entirely true or correct. For example, my score in the test was so bad that I basically failed. Now let's look at basic. 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 This is an adjective, 就是基本的意思, forming or relating to the first or easiest part of something. The most basic part of all matter in the universe is an atom. Now let's look at explore. 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 This is a verb, 就是探索的意思, to travel over or through a place in order to learn more about it or to find something. For example, when I go on vacation, I always like to explore everywhere. Now let's look at exploration. 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 This is a noun, 就是探索的意思. This is the act of exploring something. For example, in the future, many more people will be involved in space exploration. Now let's look at explorer. 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 This is a noun, 就是探险家的意思. A person who explores a new or unfamiliar area. For example, Christopher Columbus was an explorer who discovered America. Now, location. 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 This is a noun, 就是位置的意思. This is a place or position. For example, in Lord of the Rings, Sauron was always trying to find the location of the One Ring. Now, locate. 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 This is a verb, 就是确定的地点. This is to find the place or position of something or someone. For example, when the children went missing, everyone in the town was involved in trying to locate them. Now let's look at the slang sentence of the week. And for today's example, that it's already in the sentence that I chose. I'm going to choose rage and all the rage. So all the rage means in current fashion, being a current fad. 就是风行一时的意思. In current fashion, being a current fad. For example, even when Pokemon was all the rage, I refused to play it. Okay, so that's the end of today's challenge, everybody. The sentence again. So as most of you already know, Pokemon Go is all the rage right now. It is a cultural phenomenon. So basically, it is an iOS and Android game app that allows you to explore real-world locations and catch your very own Pokemon on your smartphone.